Blog Talk Radio.
The mind is coming out to you. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody on Twitter around the world. From little old me, Dove Knight. And the artist, you know, just a regular person. Probably people think I'm obscure. Well, if that's the point of view, then so be it. The goal is to have ambitions as a person, as an artist. And, but I also need to communicate. I communicate by talking about things and just be blunt about it, because I love to talk about the issues, because I went through some really serious issues. And I feel that my destiny is to not only sing and write about it, but also to talk. I have to bring it out of my system, because if I don't, it would be very difficult for me to cope with the world. And the way to cope with the world is to create. Creation, creativity, and to communicate. You know, I talked about my Dove Knight Matter Part 2. And I want to make my shows a little bit different from the past month or so, because, you know, it is about the Dove Knight Matter Part 2, because it's available on Deezer, iTunes. And I put this about the Dove Knight Matter Part 2. You know, that's why I write songs, is talk about the issues or whatever's come up, and to express myself, to be either renewed or revitalized or cleansed. You know, I was walking down the street, and, you know, I get put downs from people I don't know. Perhaps they saw me in the industry or whatever. I don't know them very well. They're sad because I have a big fat tummy that I can't make any music, and I'm like, I don't listen to that. I ignore that. You know, I try to be positive. You know, music industry has proven that there's so many singers, fat, skinny, or what. Or it doesn't matter how old you are either, because of my age or question my abilities and so on. And I'm blunt about things because I have to bring it out in the open. Because if I hear something, it has to come out, because it's important for me to tell the world. We should not judge anybody on how big their stomach is, or my stomach, or how tall I am, how old I am, to be an artist, to be a successful entertainer. It should be based on whether I have the talent to sing or write or play. Authenticity. I did see something in the recent past that reminded me of shallowness, and reminded me of how aspects in life where people promoted things that are not based on talent, but based on image or something, and I feel that that's not right. I feel that I bring it up at times because I get put down all the time, and it comes to my attention. So in order for me to deal with it, I have to talk about it. Then at times I thought maybe I shouldn't talk about it no more. I should just let it go and be, you know, just talk about other things. And then I realized, I reminded, if I have to communicate, I have to communicate whatever is on my mind. Because if it's what it is, it is. And we do live in, I feel, in a shadow world, so I hope that the world can be a better place of creativity. That's why I write all those songs. And you see, and people wondering, well, you know, my rock songs and so on. But I'm not just a rock singer. I'm a pop singer, too. I write a lot of pop singer songs, and I do a lot of pop. I consider myself really a pop singer. And, you know, it's important for me to express myself in songs. Yes, rock and roll is part of me. It always will be. So, yes, rock and roll is part of it's my roots. I wanted to sing hard rock when I came to L.A., and I sung on stage. I made demos. I was in groups, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm also a pop singer. I love to sing pop. You know, a pop is part of who I am. You know, I'm a nice guy, so pop does fit my personality. But to deal with whatever comes to my mind, you know, when I dealt with rebellion or express myself or need to communicate, then rock and roll is definitely a way to deal with it, because I can communicate wherever I feel through song or the words or whatever that I play to express myself. And it's such a joy to do, because being positive is so key to being able to live as oneself. And it's hard for me to live as oneself, because I will admit I have limitations, but as far as every other human being, I still have to communicate. I don't look like what people consider a rock star. I don't have, well, I don't walk around with glitter or sunglasses, glitter sunglasses, I have glitter or look whatever. I'm just who I am. And it shouldn't matter about what I look like or what I do. It shouldn't matter about what I communicate and what I can sing or write or both or play. And that is the most important tool in this situation. It's being positive. It's looking beyond the box, outside the box, and looking at the person's essence and not what they have on the outside, because the outside is not what matters. It matters on the inside. And I've written those songs. If you haven't heard them, you know, I was going to want to do something different, but I'll play it. Like a song like this. You know, like that. You know, you can hear it on Deezer and iTunes. But I said I was going to do a different type of show, so it's unique. It's great to be unique. But it's also great to love, to want to fall in love. You know, you heard this one, you know, it's great. You know, it's great to be. You know, to fall in love, but also to talk about issues related to overcoming obstacles, like the previous one, you know, tragedy is not what I am, and that's a positive song. That's, you know, when you hear the guitar, you know. So that's what it's all about, being happy with thyself and not listening to the naysayers or whatever, and they say, oh, I'm not going to make it or whatever. You know, it's not opinion. It's not going to determine my destiny. And never what it does. It doesn't matter what happens. It matters if I believe, you know, and it matters if I have what it takes. And it's all about what I want, about what my life and what, you know, and I'm telling you that because, you know, the world is filled with so many situations that can bring awareness to the value of what really truly is important. And that's why I try to talk about it. To stop the shallowness and to look inside thyself and to be able to continue. And it's very difficult to do as a human being to communicate and do what I want, I truly want. you know, the world's not fair, but the world does get better. I do believe karma and the truth will come out in everything. I see it in every day, in every life, through time. It takes time to bring out the truth in everything. It will happen, but also each of us will be blessed and to do what we need to do. But for me, I had to communicate about the struggles and tremendous obstacles and setbacks that I had in my life as and why I'm enthused to be an artist and inspired to be an artist from all the setbacks and all the situations that continue to try to erode or undermine my essence on this planet. And my essence on the planet is to be a communicator, to be an artist, and to live truly as I am. It's not to take away anyone or tell anyone what to do that's not good for them or take someone's dream away. And that's what I've been dealing with. I came upon the earth as a young individual. Well, I was reminded that how hard it is, but the way to do it is to believe in it and to endure and to see progress within me to make things change. And when I realized that I ain't doing nothing to anybody, to individuals who keep bringing up stuff from so long ago that shouldn't be talked about and want to truly undermine me for no reason because of things that are not, that have nothing to do with me but to do with their insanity. And then it means that I have to continue to just progress and do what I need to do to transcend and be happier. And that's why I write music, to deal with things on the earth that I don't want to deal with, and I really mean it. It's about progressing and moving on, not about living what happened. I can't worry about what happened 20 years or 10 years ago. I have to worry about what happened now, because that's never going to come back. It's about trying to transcend. And that's why I write these songs. And that's why I do what I need to do. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, trying to be and live as thyself is different from each other. And I can't judge in that department or tell somebody what to do with their life, because if I did, I would be undermining my own. And yet I'm dealing with that each day, of something that is truly out of my control. But the only control I have is myself, is to continue to create, do what I need to do, because I only have one life to live, and showed you. I hope all your dreams and all your wishes, I hope you live the life the way that you want to, like I want to live my life, because we all deserve to be happy. We truly do. And it takes time to get there. And that's why I talk about these things, because I have a unique philosophy. And also, you know, the Dove Night Matter Part 2, you hear all these songs that, you know, I play a little bit. And that's why I bring up the album, because it's in the philosophy that I have is in all the songs that are on the album. The Dove Night Matter Part 2 is on Deezer, iTunes, Spotify, etc. And no matter what happens, all your wishes and dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, and remember, we're all God's children. Good day, good night. From